Thank you.
Well, it's too bad for the levity of the moment that we don't have Mr. Horton and Mr. Green's petition to the court, where Mr. Green is just the poor, pathetic swindlee. Swindee? Swindlee. Yes, swindlee at the hands of this swindler. I mean, this multimillionaire businessman who... Well, I don't know. Maybe that's an insult to Mr. Green. If Mr. Ecker is all the bad things that Mr. Green says he is, and poor Mr. Green got sucked in by this... Well, we get on better at other times. And you guys, you just think, well, goodness gracious, I just came over here. Like, Zita, well, Rick was over here and I came over here. Now look, I'm working 24 hours a day until I can't read anymore. And there's Princeton. Princeton came and, my goodness, I thought I wanted to participate a little bit, but I didn't know I was going to have to read every paper 19 times before morning. And Ed Young really thought he was a physicist. Well, ha-ha. But you've been willing to do what was necessary to do to get here. And it doesn't seem like you've gotten very far, does it? You had to learn, first of all, though, how to manage your life in this environment. If you're going to end up in jail or without any resources whatsoever, how can you teach someone else how to manage? How can you protect those little kids that are your responsibility if you let the government put you into prison or just take everything that you have? If you're a farmer and they come and take your land, take your tractor, take everything that they plan to take, and all your assets, you won't have anything. You're going to have to learn even to put your survival things where they won't get it. And yeah, there is a way. There is a way, but you must look ahead. And I know, I hear, but we need some funds to do that. I hear that. And I'm telling my friends who are also monitoring this program that I intend to have some of those agreements met. And games against people you think are figments of someone's imagination aren't going to cut it. And that's for Mr. Gunther Rusbacher, and that is for Mr. Ron Jackson. Don't play games with me. I will meet your needs. And yet ones want to play games. I'm bigger than you. I'm smarter than you. I have more control in the situation than you. I'll play those games. I'll ask all the Pleiadian ships to turn off their colored lights and turn on a color. I will even move the craft. But don't you ever do that again. It's too important a game. Too many energy, essence, souls are at stake here. And those kinds of games are not all right with my people who have come back to this orb to make this transition. And you're having to learn again the physics of yourself so that when it is necessary, you can do what is necessary to be done. And many of you are going to have to be able to ascend at will. Now that sounds really fun, and it is. But you're going to get some bubbles in your ears. You're going to glow in the dark, and you're going to scare people to death. And if you get smug about it, you'll darken right up again. You're going to have to do this in the light of that energy form that's higher than you. You will never accomplish it playing with Satan. And I know that it may look like a validation of the ones who think I'm Satan. I mean, after all, how many look around the room are glowing? Well, why aren't you glowing? Well, you may be, and you don't see it. There is an invisible light beyond which you can measure with the eye. And ones can laugh about this photon belt. It can be as dark as the ace of spades on that card face. And you won't see the light. You are wondrous, wondrous perfections of creation. And I'm not interested in this little conscious mind that runs around and keeps you in trouble all the time and keeps you doubtful. And I'm not interested in that ego self that, oh, I'm so big and above this, and this is old, boring information. If it is old, boring information, why have you not used it and perfected it? Don't come to me saying, well, it must not be around or somebody would have invented it. Who? Who? Well, I look at this bottle and I don't see anything in it, and I'm tired of taking 7 drops under my tongue 3 times a day. Good, drink the whole bottle. No, I'm going to throw it out. It smells bad. Oh. Well, if you put it in a windowsill, it'll first of all grow mold. Because that's what's in your water. It'll grow some algae. It'll do some other things. Add a little water to it. Add a little aloe vera. Feed the little children. And in time, after it smells really bad, it'll clean itself up. And you run it through a Brita water filter, and you will have pure, sparkling, tasteless water. And if you haven't the patience to do it, then I can't help you. It's like the diet. I can tell you all the things you should do and should not do, but you've got to do something. There are no magic elements. You are the magic. You are the miracle. And yet, it's coming available to you in substantive form. And I don't need Dr. Young to sit up all night working on a paper. I need him to sit up all night where he is the most comfortable working on what he is good at. And yet, what would we do without the breath of life of this paper so far? We as a unit look forward to this paper. And yet, we as a unit now need to grow beyond the mundane activities of an elite bunch of idiots. So we need in our paper to begin to have some spiritual truth, not religious nonsense. Well, I don't know how many preachers are going to enjoy this lesson unless they are happen to be preachers that come in here. And believe me, there are ones. Unfortunately for the aspect that is human, there have been many who have dropped out of seminary studies because they cannot equate what they already know versus what they are told. In a church indoctrinated seminary school, college, university, where they are literally told not to read this, not to read that. You are to read and teach exactly what this church doctrine says, or you will not be a member. of this church, Disse's. And every Catholic priest knows this. So to equate spirituality, soul spirituality, with church doctrine are the opposite ends of the pole. Once in a while, religion may, if it's not careful and steps in it, it may hit on a little spirituality. But it'll clean its feet right fast. Especially before Sunday collection. Now it's hard. And everybody gives what they can and what their heart just wants to give more and more and more as we open to our mission. And yet there has to be responsibility out there. And you find this has been the hardest thing for me to witness is you searching your way, trying your best, just efforting every minute trying to get someone else to see this truth you found. And they deny it. And if they don't deny it, they turn from it. They can't handle it. Stop stuffing it down them. And yet, what are you going to do? Does that mean, sir, that I have to give up? No, sir. Absolutely no. Because as you come into truth, you will not press them. So what are they going to find to be angry at you about? They're going to be angry. They're going to be angry because you will have something they do not have and cannot touch. And man always tries to get rid of the messenger because the messenger makes him miserable. They want your secret. And you're offering it to them. Well, I don't want that. Because you see, they think that it's going to be boring, it's going to be dull, or they're scared to death. And you're not going to come in here and tell me some space commander is telling you these things. Well, I'm not some space commander telling you these things. And the very ones that will get up there and give you these big preachings are the very last to acknowledge that there is even a possibility. They either know me and know that it is real, or they will not by any circumstances touch any of you that may make them see the truth of it. And your enemy will try to ridicule you off the map. But you'll know they aren't ascending. No matter what they're teaching. And you can run around like Ruth Norman in her satin cape with a UFO on her Cadillac roof. And all you do is look stupid and silly. Are there UFOs? You bet your life. There are also mock-ups. And your elite, gentlemen and ladies, well, most of the ones in government anymore are not ladies. Let's call them Hillary's Hellcats. They're about ready to spring the aliens on you. And yet, when they do that, they've also got to put up with us, the good guys in the white hats. They have not learned to control us. And we don't push them around. And that frustrates them more. And their bullets don't hurt us, so that really aggravates them. You wait until you can be a Satya Sai Baba. And when they reach for you, you just dissolve. That is really frustrating to the SWAT team. But while you're on this plane of expression, you're going to have to play the game according to the rules of the compressed atmosphere that you're in. This is your environment. Believe it or not, you did choose it. Let's dissolve that one. I know, promises, promises. You've got to learn to live and utilize the system that does exist. That is the contradiction. You are having to remember, we're having to reteach you ones, because you do know all of this. But all of these fragments must be brought in, and the players brought in. Before you can utilize David Hudson's incredible finds, and it's not like he stumbled into this, he has been a driven man. He has spent millions of dollars, borrowed, begged, any way he could get it to continue. Because he knew he had something, he didn't even know what it was, and when he would get it and they would test it, there aren't any instruments that can measure it. You are talking about prana energy. That uncontainable life flow. And I wonder, you see, Doris and EJ did not know this while they're going through the depositions. What are we here for? I never had any gold. I didn't know about it. I didn't want it. I mean, goodness gracious, what am I going through this for? In fact, I'll tattle on her. She said, let him have it. Well, the Phoenix Institute didn't think that was the right thing to do. I mean, that would balance out and bring into security the Institute. And that was where it was headed. That was its intent. And that's what David Overton wanted. Are you just going to give away that precious gift I gave to you, says David. Well, she thought yes. He wants it that bad, let him have it. Neither understanding what you're talking about. One is a valued item with a false value. Gold has no value, you see, on its own. Only that which man affixes to it. And man affixes a value, and he doesn't even understand why he started fixing a value to that. You see, platinum is more important than gold, in that it's closer to rhodium and iridium, and it's rarer. So why gold? Why gold? Oh, well, it's something and it was pretty and we balanced our money against it. Why was it valuable? Any good alchemist can make it. You think Sathya Sai Baba can bring out iridium and stuff in his little package? How many times does he walk up and put a gold ring in somebody's hand and turn it to silver or lead or whatever he wants to use to make a point? And I'll turn it back to gold when I'm ready and you learn a little. You see, in the higher knowingness, that's nothing. You can express it. And the mind control will form it into whatever, coalesce it. So why is gold valued? Well, you have to go back to the historical myths, don't you? Why did the ancients use it? What did they know that you don't? Why is a little white buffalo calf important? Why is this one important? Surely there are other white buffalo calves that have been born. I mean, they're albinos in every kind of an environment and every kind of a species. This one is not an albino. That's why. It's important. This little guy is not an albino. He's a white buffalo calf. That means something. That means something. That is a sign and a symbol to the ancients. Through the oral tradition, that tradition lost through your silly writings. And you've forgotten. You have forgotten that the element of gold, that life light that exists in gold, is what it's about. And that's why it had value. You can't eat it, you can't drink it, you can't chew it and make it work. It has to come alive. And before it can come alive, it must be completely reduced into its very particulate elemental powder. And then the only way you're going to be able to utilize this is introduced through the cellular structure of original life called the Dria. So that's why it's important to keep putting those little drops under your tongue. And will this work for other people? Of course. It's going to work better for those of you who know what it's doing so that you can do it. We have 80 clicks. What time is it?
3 minutes after six.
We're through. I would tell you this. Anyone who wants to meet tomorrow, I will be available.
Here?
I'll just blow everything. All your plans, everything. I'm not asking you to stay. I'm telling you that I hear questions in this room, and I will be here tomorrow. Here.
10 a.m.?
Whenever you wish.
10 a.m.?
10 a.m.? 10 a.m.
Let's not argue over this.
We got to drive back.
This is non-mandatory. I am not going to zap you or anything if you need to go. I'm sorry we didn't get to questions. I know Ricky Bushnell has a bundle. I know because Dorma had her making a list.
You answered half of them today.
Tomorrow. I want you out tonight to look at the sky.
Thank you.
Good evening and salut.
Thank you.